Chapter 29 Mindful of what the fisherman had said, Pinocchio knew that all hope of being saved had gone. He closed his eyes and waited for the final moment. Suddenly, a large dog, attracted by the odor of the boiling oil, came running into the cave.
"Get out!"
cried the fisherman threateningly, and still holding on to the Marionette, who was all covered with flour. But the poor dog was very hungry, and whining and wagging his tail, he tried to say,
"Give me a bite of the fish, and I'll go in peace."
"Get out, I say,"
repeated the fisherman, and he drew back his foot to give the dog a kick. Then the dog, who, being really hungry, would take no refusal, turned in a rage toward the fisherman and bared his terrible fangs. And at that moment a pitiful little voice was heard saying, "Save me, Alidoro! If you don't, I fry!" The dog immediately recognized Pinocchio's voice. Great was his surprise to find that the voice came from the little flour-covered bundle that the fisherman held in his hand. Then what did he do? With one great leap, he grasped that bundle in his mouth, and, holding it lightly between his teeth, ran through the door and disappeared like a flash. The fisherman, angry at seeing his meal snatched from under his nose, ran after the dog, but a bad fit of coughing made him stop and turn back. Meanwhile, Alidoro, as soon as he had found the road which led to the village, stopped and dropped Pinocchio softly to the ground.
"How much I do thank you!" said the Marionette.
"It is not necessary," answered the dog. "You saved me once, and what is given is always returned. We are in this world to help one another."
"But how did you get in that cave?"
"I was lying here on the sand, more dead than alive, when an appetizing odor of fried fish came to me. That odor tickled my hunger, and I followed it. Oh, if I had come a moment later!"